Close your eyes. Take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. Notice where you feel the breathing in the body. Focus your attention there. And then experiment to see if long breathing feels good. You can try shorter breathing, deeper, more shallow, heavier, lighter, faster, slower. See what kind of breathing feels good for the body right now. Relaxing if you're feeling tense. Energizing if you're feeling tired. The breath is like free medicine. You create a sense of well-being in the body. When you feel good inside, the mind is in a better mood. It's more likely to do what it knows that needs to have to do. If you're carrying around a lot of stress, a lot of tension, you feel overwhelmed. And the things you know you should do, you just feel you can't. So don't weigh yourself down unnecessarily. We already carry enough burdens in life. Why add to them? This is something you can do at any time. Lighten the burdens in the body. And at the same time, you're training the mind. Because the mind is pretty unreliable if it hasn't been trained. The Buddha commented one time that the mind is so quick to change direction that there's nothing else that can be compared to it. He was the master of the apt simile. But you can find no simile for how fast the mind changes direction. You have to realize that when the mind changes direction, it pulls us along with it. We have to learn how to resist it if it's going in the wrong direction. So this is one of the things we do. We bring it to the breath. We're trying to make the breath comfortable so that it's good to be here. Even so, though, the mind will want to wander away. But you have to catch it and bring it back. Think about it. It's wandering away here when you're in relatively good health. But as you get older and illness comes, as death approaches, the mind is going to be ricocheting all over the place. It doesn't want to think about the future because the future looks pretty bleak. Starts thinking about the past, gets attached to something that somebody did, somebody said, or that you did, or you said. And it can pull you up and pull you down. And that determines where you're going to go after you die. So you really got to be in control. So try to learn some control now while the body is healthy, while your mind is still clear. And that'll become second nature. It'll become your habit. That wherever the mind goes, you know where it's going. And if it's going in a direction you don't want it to go, you can bring it back. This requires mindfulness. It requires alertness. It requires that you be ardent, that you really try to do this well. Mindful to keep in mind where you want the breath to go, where you want the mind to go. Alert to see what's actually happening. And then ardent to get things right. These are the qualities that are needed for any task. And the task of getting some control of your mind is the most important task you can master. So take some time every day. Breathing well is good for the body, it's good for the mind. After all, the breath is the force of life. So breathe in a way that's nourishing for body and mind. Good for training the mind. Then it'll take you to good places. It's like having an animal in the house. If you want to live together in peace, you have to train the animal. If you want to live together in peace with your mind, you've got to train the mind.